Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Jeannie.
How are you this morning?
Has arrived.
Somebody's arrived. Everybody's arriving.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Looking for a blessed day for everybody.
All right. Yes. I like that. I'm looking for that myself. We're having a little cool front here in Phoenix today. Coming through. Is it cold where you are?
It's a little rainy. It's not really, really cold. It's just a little drippy the last 24 hours. So,
okay.
Turtles hurting a lot. Need to export her to Phoenix for the winter.
Yeah. She gets affected by the dampness.
By the changing of the weather. The change of the barometer really affects her badly.
Wow.
She's got a horrible headache that she gets really up.
Has arrived.
The family riled up here a couple weeks ago, and she's had a headache ever since, so. Sort of bad.
Yeah, it is. I'll say an extra prayer for her.
Thanks.
That resolved, yeah. Mm. Anybody else want to say good morning? Did I hear somebody else join us? Okay. Let me write this down. Yeah, in fact, we're getting rain. I just opened the blinds and it's raining. How about that?
That'll make for nice phone problems down there.
Yes. That makes me want to curl up and just do nothing. I think that's the problem living in a sunny climate most of the time. I'm energized by the sun, but then when we get a cloudy day, I just kind of want to hang out, I guess I would call it.
Yeah, it was interesting. We took our trip to cruise to Hawaii back last December, and it was so interesting to be out on the ocean. And, that time of year wasn't real sunny. It was cloudy most of the time, and a little bit rainy. But we had reasonably good weather, good temperatures when we were in Hawaii and stuff. Got back. When we got back, it was so bright and sunshiny and delightful. I'm going, wow, I think I'll stay home for a little time instead of go to Hawaii.
Yeah. Wow. I bet that was a nice cruise.
Yeah, it was nice. It was the first time we'd ever done anything like that. We had no clue what to expect. Entertainment was good, food was good, it was awesome. It was good for Carol because she got exercise and actually lost 5 pounds.
Which is great.
My 5 pounds that I gained, she moved 400 pounds. So
yeah.
That was good. Which normally doesn't do much of. So she had to walk to get there. That was a little bit difficult, but that was good for her. So.
Right.
Yeah,
that is interesting.
Sorry for being on the train here.
Oh, that's okay.
You won't
somebody else joined us.
Our best of word.
Oh, yeah? Huh. How long is your train ride?
Half hour.
Okay. Well, cool. I heard somebody else join us.
It's me. I kept thinking about you the other day when I was watching Oz about thyroid.
Yeah, I missed that.
Oh.
I got in on the last half and there was something else on, and I went, oh, darn, I missed the thyroid part.
She did it right at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Did it receive it at all?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, we to get it the following week at 10 o'clock in the morning. Now they've taken that away. They have it like at 2 o'clock in the morning, but that's like today's 2 o'clock was yesterday's program, which makes me need to watch it that night to make sure it came through.
Yeah.
But I liked it better the other way when I had a week.
I know it. Well, I'll have to look and see if that's, I'll have to check his website and see.
There might be information there.
Yeah, because I have another gal who has just been, she just found out she has some thyroid issues, and I'm like, let me see what I remember.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if you need, I mean, call me and I can go over some of the notes I have.
Okay. I might do that. Thank you.
Nancy, how did you find it? What other time he was on? You didn't find that on his website.
You know how I...
And your voice.
Has arrived.
I found they discontinued at 10 o'clock, of course. My recorder, for some stupid reason, is recording both of the shows, but not always the second one. So I don't know why it's doing that, since I don't know. I guess they're both listed as new. Maybe that's why.
And that's how you saw it, or how you came up with the 2 o'clock time, because your recorder put it on?
In the morning, yes. I certainly was not going to be up looking to watch TV.
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering, because it probably is on another time here, too, because we got cable.
Yeah, we do, too. You could call your cable company, obviously. You could scan through the day and see if there's a time when you see him. You know, and I wouldn't eliminate the middle of the night.
Has arrived.
What kind of a number do you have on that station? Maybe it's something that would correspond somehow with mine.
He's on ABC here, which is Channel 5 for us.
On the early morning time?
Both are the same channels, yeah.
Oh, both of them are the same channels. Okay,
right.
I will go through and look for that then, or I think I'll just call him first. That might be faster, but anyway, I'd like to know when the second time is, because sometimes mine misses, or I miss,
yeah,
when I'm juggling my machine, so that would be helpful.
Well, I have it set automatically to record new programs, or to record at 4 o'clock, Channel 5, which is when he's on.
Right. But you didn't set it to record the second time.
Oh, which is why I don't know why it started.
Yeah, but I don't know that mine would do that. Mine's an older recorder, an older DVR.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
I'll look and see. We have him on at 8 o'clock at night.
That's it?
8 p.m., yeah.
Oh.
8 to 9. And I think it was the show. I think it was yesterday's show in the evening here. I'll go back and look. And I know I got in like at 8:30, and something else was on, and I went, oh.
It wasn't
yesterday the show
here. It was at least Monday, maybe even Friday.
Okay. I don't know how they figure that part out. Anyway,
that's
I'll look
the way
and see.
Mine,
thank you.
That's the way mine used to work, too. It used to be 8 o'clock in the evening. The same day, the same show. But now I can't find it at all. So anyway, I'll go look it up.
Yeah, I will, too. Well, good. Well, I have a couple of recipes I've tried last week that are awesome. They're out of it. The Healing Foods Cookbook from winter of 2011. And the reason why I went to that recipe book is because there's a soup in here that after we get back from off the road, we just love to have in the winter, and it's a spicy Thai soup. But that's not the one I wanted to share. There's one that's a smoky split pea soup that is so good, and it's even better the next day and the next day. It was just incredible. But before I do that, I went to a GMO rally. Jeffrey Smith last week was here in town, and I took one of my friends with me, and I bought the Genetic Roulette movie just to have to loan out to people if I wanted to. And inside that was the non-GMO shopping guide. And you can go to non-GMOshoppingguide.com and probably pull it down from there. But it's a paper, it's a little booklet form, and in the first beginning, there's an introduction and an overview. And I thought it was, I wanted to read that because I thought it was really good. It's a brief, it goes, what is a GMO, and then why should I avoid GMOs, and then tips to avoid GMOs. And there's four tips. So I wanted to kind of read that too as a reminder, and I thought it was an interesting way to, or a brief way, this might even be a nice little page just to print out or something. But it said, what is a GMO? Genetically modified organisms, GMOs, are made by forcing genes from one species, such as bacteria, viruses, animals, or humans, into the DNA of a food crop or animal in order to introduce a new trait. And why should I avoid GMOs? The American Academy of Environmental Medicine reported several animal studies indicate serious health risks associated with GM food, including infertility, immune problems, accelerated aging, faulty insulin regulation, and changes in major organs and the gastrointestinal system. They urge physicians to prescribe healthier non-GMO foods to everyone. And then the tips to avoid GMOs. Tip number one is buy organic. Certified organic products cannot intentionally include any GMO ingredients. Buy products labeled 100% organic, organic, or made with organic ingredients. You can be doubly sure if the product also has a non-GMO project verified seal. There's a seal on there. I'm trying to think of what it exactly looks like, but you'll see it on them. Tip number two, look for non-GMO project seals. Oh, there we go. This guide features brands with products verified by the Non-GMO Project, a nonprofit organization committed to providing consumers with clearly labeled and independently verified non-GMO choices, including testing of at-risk ingredients. The Non-GMO Project verifies per individual product, not for an entire brand. Some of the brands listed in this guide offer both GMO and non-GMO items. Visit non-GMOproject.org for more information on the third-party product verification program. And then tip number three is to avoid at-risk ingredients. If it's not labeled organic or verified non-GMO, avoid products made with ingredients that might be derived from genetically modified organisms. The eight GM food crops are corn, soybeans, canola, cottonseed, sugar beets, papaya from China or Hawaii, most of it's from Hawaii, and a small amount of zucchini and yellow squash. GM alfalfa is also fed to livestock. Sugar. If a non-organic product made in North America lists sugar as an ingredient and not pure cane sugar, then it's almost certainly a combination of sugar from both sugarcane and GM sugar beets. So it should say pure cane sugar on there. Dairy products may be from cows injected with GM bovine growth hormone. If it's not labeled organic or non-GMO project verified, look for labels stating no RBGH, RBSD, or artificial hormone. And then tip number four is use the non-GMO shopping guide, which you can visit non-GMOshoppingguide.com to see a complete list of the non-GMO products available for each brand in this guide, or use the Shop No GMO app on your phone, on your iPhone, available for free at the iTunes store. So I just thought that was a brief little overview that I could share with somebody, you know.
That paragraph you read was enough to make my blood boil.
Yeah.
The injection of, oh my gosh.
Yeah, in order to introduce a new trait. You know, so why would we want a new trait in something? That's what I want to know, why.
Yeah, that's got to be so against creation and the Bible and what God created that you just can't imagine. That's what I just Mm-hmm. I'd like to have that one memorized that I could rattle it off. What good would it do? Much better in print, but boy, I want that one in print.
Mm-hmm. Jeannie, what was that website really that you mentioned early on when you were reading something project?
Yeah, it's, non-GMO project. Non-GMO project, a nonprofit organization committed to providing consumers with clearly labeled and independently verified non-GMO choices. So it's non-GMOproject.org.
Okay.
Non, N-O-N, and then GMO, and then project.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's just people are becoming a little bit more aware of it. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and she said, you know what I want to ask is I want to ask Monsanto, what do their families eat? What kind of food do they eat? So, you know, where does their food come from and that kind of a thing? I went, yeah, that's a good question for them. You wonder what they eat. So, or maybe they don't even care.
Or maybe they don't even realize or know.
Yeah, or maybe they don't know, which is even worse. Yeah.
I mean, they've been so deceived that they couldn't imagine, you know, unless it's spelled out to them how bad it really could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, there, in this little guide, you can go to Jeffrey Smith's website is responsibletechnology.org, and he has a plethora of information on there. Incredible stuff. So you can, stuff that you can print out and send to people, you know, all that kind of stuff is on there, which is really cool. And they're doing I wanted to tell you about that, and I forgot where it is now. On an email, I may have to send it out. On the weekend after the convention, the 25th, 26th, 27th of October, they're doing a live, like WebEx type thing, 3 days in a row. It's called I forgot what he's calling it. It's a mini summit, a mini non-GMO summit. And it's going to be broadcast free online. I think they're doing 3-hour sessions each day, and then it's going to be available for 24 hours to catch it in case you can't get it at that time. And they're having doctor after doctor and different, not just doctors, but all kinds of, let me see here, Tony Robbins, it's going to be Tony Robbins and Jeffrey Smith who are putting it on. And I registered for it. It's a free thing. And then they start sending you, like there's yesterday he sent a 6-minute compelling overview of what GMOs are and what they're doing and why this summit's important. They're calling it GMOs 101. And he sent out this little video. I haven't looked at it yet. It's Jeffrey Smith's GMO 101 video. Then they're making available, you can purchase the CDs and stuff if you want to have at your disposal. And they're making a special deal and all that kind of stuff too. But I thought that would be if you could get that access. Okay, this event, it's a free virtual event giving you access to the leading independent expert speakers and activists on this vitally important subject. The event runs for 3 days. You'll have access to all 10 inspiring practical. Uh-oh. Well, the video just came on. Sorry. I didn't know the video would come on.
Do you have a website for that, Jeannie?
Yeah. Let me
did you already say it and I missed it?
GMO Summit. See if I hit this. The video's going to come back on. I'm on my phone. I didn't know it would come on my phone. That's pretty good. Let me look down here. Hold on 1 second. Sorry to take too much time about this, but, and then they go through all these people that are going to be speaking. It's just, it's incredible who's going to be speaking on all this. Okay, I'm going to find it here in a minute. Gee, this is a long email. I'm going to go down to the bottom. I'll have to follow. Just type in GMO Summit.
Okay.
I bet you it'll come up on there. GMOSummit.org. GMOSummit.org.
Thank you.
There's a slash something, too. Slash something. But anyway, just GMOSummit.org. That'll probably do it right there. So anyway, enough about that. I just think it's really, I think I'm planning on getting involved in our local thing here and see how we can spread information. They're saying here in Arizona that we want to kind of keep it a little bit more quiet than so giant, because as far as like getting signatures and things and presenting them to our local authorities here is because that way the big guys can't come and dump a bunch of money into the campaign in our state like what happened in California. He said we lost the labeling law from 49 to 51 because of the last, at the end of it, one big company, Coca-Cola, or somebody came in and dumped a huge amount of money into the campaign.
You really have to play their games, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just
it's
crazy.
Political.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're doing the same thing in Washington State, aren't they? Or trying to, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and Jeffrey Smith was just in Seattle before he came to Phoenix. So, and he's been traveling. Well, he's been doing this for 17 years, but he's been on the road, I think, for like 3 or 4 months, vocally being at different summits and things like that. There were people in the audience. There must have been a good 150 to 200 people there. Which was really neat. And he said, wow, every time I come here, there's more and more people getting involved. And so he said he was congratulating the local people here. And the gal who is heading the GMO-free Arizona, her story was just incredible. I mean, she was just a sick person at 35 years old, you know, and she found out about GMO food, started cutting them out, and she became a healthy person just by cutting out genetically modified foods. And he's got something new out about GMOs versus, or GMOs and gluten-free, and how even I forgot how he said it, but it was something about the gluten-free stuff. If you cut out the genetically modified foods, then the gluten-free stuff can go away. You know, I mean, it's just, he's got a new video or a new something that's coming out, a new book about that. Probably be on his website.
Yeah, I think that was addressed by back at Parkview also. That was, you know, the reason, the GMO was the reason that there is so much problem with gluten-free. I mean,
celiac
that have intolerance.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, we cover celiac too, but you know, celiac is more of a disease than just the intolerance to wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is probably the biggest. Well, not probably. Obviously, is the biggest portion of the people that are having trouble with it are just intolerant to it.
Mm-hmm.
But not truly celiac.
There used to be a guy in western Kansas that raised wheat and stuff, and he raised the old open pollinated wheat, not the hybrid stuff, and he was saying that if you could get the original, the open pollinated wheat, that people weren't allergic to that. But once they started hybridizing it and everything, and of course now with the GMOs, well, that's even worse, that's what specific to is all of this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first started grinding my own wheat, I got good wheat, and I never saw the problems. I mean, even with Denny, never ever saw the problems that we have now with the wheat. When we switch to spelt, now we're that's really still clean, at least as far as I know, for the most part. And he doesn't have any problem with that at all after he got it out of his system for a while. It's like it strengthened up, and he doesn't have any, you know, irritation with the spelt, as long as I stay with the spelt grain. And even if it's done in a facility like the Bob's Red Mill, I mean, not the Bob's Red Mill, the Killer Dave bread, that spelt bread is not done in a gluten-free environment. I know they're using the same bakery on it. I'm positive of that. But he still doesn't have a problem with that. So, you know, it's not that to the degree that it would be like a celiac person. So there's got to be probably millions of people out there in the same category he's in.
Yeah.
And just to take it one step further, he said to me this morning, he says, I want you to start doing the wheatgrass twice a day, honey. And I said, you know what? The only way I'm going to do that twice a day is if you clean out all the sugar. And he wants to see the difference on his joints and overall on his body when he can take all of that out. You know, in addition to putting the good stuff in and doing Neecan, he wants to see how much more of a boost he can have in the response of his body. And I go, wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I felt, and I said, the best thing you can do, because we spent last night with one of the guys locally that does a lot of moaning and groaning and complaining, and I think he's doing it more for effect. I don't think it's that, when I watched him last night for the first time, because I don't know him like Denny does, I watched his expressions. I think he's just doing it just to be, I mean, it's just kind of a habit with him. He'll take the negative side. And finally, after we sat there for a while, I said, because his girlfriend caught him on it, and she says, you know, if you keep saying that negative, I've told you that sets in your mind. And I said, Arnie, let me back up Patty. I said, what she's saying is true. And let me tell you why we know the difference. I said, when we're around our Neecan friends, they're the most positive people in the world that I know. Bar family, bar anything else, they are the most positive people in the world I know. And that's why we enjoy doing what we do. And that's all I said. And he just looked at me. And I realized as he continued to talk, it was just a habit with him. He's just,
mm-hmm.
like, his way of joking. And I said to Danny this morning after he said that to me, I said, do you want to do something that would strengthen you and be of value in our community? I said, you give Arnie the same challenge you're taking on and be accountable to each other and see what can happen. So we'll see when he comes back or, you know, as time goes on if he's done that. Because, you know, again, this is how those things get started.
Mm-hmm.
My book,
yeah.
On a greater level, because I was thrilled that he made the statement that he's
mm-hmm.
at the point where he really wants to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's neat.
It
needs
to take
cool.
off on the subject, but it still applies to the length of time that it takes to get some of this stuff across, because look what we've been through.
Yeah.
With information and awareness, and yet we expect people to jump on the bandwagon the first time they hear it. But that opening phrase, you know, is just, I think, terrific.
Mm-hmm. I'll type that up. I'll type it up.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, because it's just a one-sentence thing, so.
Yeah, because I've got a bigger, broader base on my list, and it went through to everybody. It didn't jam up like it always has in the past, which was one of the reasons I stayed away from sending stuff out, because it just involved way too much time. And
yeah.
Went right on through and came back with a couple addresses that had changed, and that was it. So I'm elated to be a bigger part of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
As we go.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Thank you. So I'll save my recipes for another day. That's okay. That's okay. I made your Mexican pozole stew. It is just delicious. And I found a corn chip. I went to Whole Foods, and it's a baked organic baked white corn chip two ingredients, whole grain, stone ground, organic stone ground, white.
Has left the conference.
And a trace of lime. That's the only
wow.
two ingredients. And they're unsalted. And they're really good, and I crumbled those on top.
Is it, what brand is this?
You know, I have to look real quick because I was telling Jill about it last night too, and I couldn't remember the brand. And I don't know if it's a local company or, okay. It is Lorena, R-E-I-N-A, family brands, distributed by Lorena Incorporated, Los Angeles, California. Certified organic by QAI. Stone ground, organic white corn, and a trace of lime. That's it. And they had a salted and an unsalted version, and I got the unsalted ones because I figured the pasole is going to be spicy and had enough flavor. But
so
you
found the chorizo also?
I did. It's chorizo is the one I got.
Okay, that's the one I used too.
Yeah, I didn't look further. But I found that, and it's funny, I haven't ever really dealt with sausages or casings and all of that, and I went, oh, because I was thinking I would just slice it up, but then it said take the casing off, and I went, oh, when I pulled it out of the package, I was like, oh, I've seen
this
in...
You squeeze this out, if you cut it in half,
yeah.
And then just take your fingers and strip it out.
Yeah, but it was
yeah.
delicious, and we still have leftovers from that, and the... Probably be having that tonight too. Oh, this is good. And that smoky split pea soup was dynamite as well. I'll do that on another day.
Yeah, give me the volume that was in. That was 2011 Veggie Times Healing Food.
The Healing Food Cookbook, yeah. Winter 2011. And it has like a reddish, like a burgundy-ish cover and a big bowl of soup on the front, a minestrone soup on the front.
Okay, I remember that issue. I've got it handy here, and it was called Smoky.
Yeah, Smoky Split Pea Soup.
Okay.
The other recipe that I know you'll really like too is a collard green coleslaw.
Oh.
That's on page 39. I remember that one. But it's really good. I have to remake the dressing a little bit. It's got some sugar in the dressing. It's like an Asian, you make a hot dressing, go over it. You heat it up and pour it over the raw. It's really, really, really good.
So you could probably use a date in there if it's liquid enough that you could, crank it up.
Yes. Yeah. Dates. I'm going to write it on here. Yeah. So, anyway. Well, any last closing comments here?
You were talking about that soy riso. I've got one of those, and then I've got one that's called Helen's Kitchen. It's just an organic,
okay.
The chorizo.
Helen's, the chorizo? So, okay.
I like the soy riso better, so.
Oh, okay. That's the only one they carried at Sprouts, and so I thought, well, I've never had it before. I'll try this one, and I looked at the ingredients. It looked okay.
Well, I went in. The one I got was from Natural Grocers, which is something that they moved into Wichita now. And they had the two varieties, so I grabbed one of each.
Okay. Good. Okay. Well, I need to scoot out of here.
Great info. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Well, yeah, thanks for coming on the call. It's always good to hear everybody and... spread the news.
Yeah,
so have a wonderful... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I had something from Jeffrey Smith yesterday, too, on email, so I'm glad to have the extra information.
Yeah, I think that summit thing will be really... I registered for it, and I'll probably try to pick up the 24-hour listen to or whatever. I'd really like to go in. I might have two or three people go in with me on the CDs, and then we can all make copies of things, I think.
You know, Jeannie, there's something I just discovered on mine, just really quick. Go in and find, I got this from Ruth, go in and find a snippet program where you can just click on either, on mine, it says I can click on videos, I can click on presentations that are in there, and it will automatically copy it to my computer.
Oh, okay.
That, and Ruth uses it all, Ruth and Dennis use it all the time. And it's a different one for my computer than it would be for yours, but they've got to have some tool. Just Google it, like Snippet would be the easiest.
Okay.
That's one of the brands on it.
Okay. I've heard her talk about that before, too.
Yeah. So that would be something you might find useful, especially during that time.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll do that. Awesome. All right, everyone. Have a great rest of the day. Enjoy it, and share what you know with somebody.
Yeah, thanks for the great info.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right, have a blessed day, everyone. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.